Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 I was some of our ladies went to North Carolina for a conference to get some word and just for the ladies to hang out. And while I was at home, I had some time to myself. Our kids were with my mom. And hallelujah. I thought about my mortality. I thought about my life. And what if the Lord took me while my family wasn't around, while my kids weren't around? I didn't get to say my last, I love you. I didn't get to say I miss you, or I didn't have the last time to say, do you forgive me, or I forgive you. I didn't get that moment, and I couldn't dare speak blasphemy and say I wouldn't want to go. Not if the Lord is knocking on your door. That's heaven. That's the destination. That's why we live this life. But imagine not being able to tell your loved one for the last time, I love you. Before I go to this text, I'm asking you to touch your neighbor on the side and just say, I love you. I forgive you. I don't sweat the small stuff. Life is too short. Life is too short. I love you. I love you. I miss you. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, but I love you. If you're watching, don't sweat the small stuff. It could be over like that. And it's by God's grace, by His grace and His mercy that you stand right now, that you have breath in your lungs. It is by His grace and His mercy. Will you forgive me? Will you love me? Will you forgive me? I forgive you. I love you. I'm praying for you. God bless you. If this is it, I love you. In Jesus' name. Now, as you wipe your tears, I want you to go with me to Genesis. I'm going to Genesis chapter 16, and I'm going to read a familiar story to you. And from that point, I pray that the Lord blesses us in your reading. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. It's my study Bible, and I like the way it read. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Please go with me. Again, that is, if you're looking at us online, again, that's Genesis chapter 16. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 9, and I'm going to go in. Hallelujah. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. And she had an Egyptian maid whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abram, now behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I will obtain children through her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai, and sure he did. Hallelujah. After Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Abram's wife Sarah took Hagar, the Egyptian, her maid, and gave her to her husband, Abram, as his wife. He went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her sight. And Sarai said to Abram, may the wrong done me be upon you. I gave my maid into your arms, but when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her sight. May the Lord judge between you and me. But Abram said to Sarai, behold, your maid is in your power. Behold, your maid is in your power. God, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit today, so I pray that you are patient for His power. Behold, your maid is in your power. do to her what is good in your sight. So Sarai treated her harshly, and she fled from her presence. Now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. He said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, where have you come from and where are you going? And she said, I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress, Sarah. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself to her authority. When we lose patience in God's process, we submit to someone else's ability, and surrender our authority. If we submit God's word, if we submit to God's word, he'll command our abilities to submit to his authority. You already. Somebody already there. Today, I want to talk to you about what happens when our abilities fail. What happens when our abilities fail? Pray with me. Father, we're here because of you. We're here for you. And we're here to hear from you. We're grateful to be here, God. And with that being said, I need you to hide me. I welcome you. I invite you to hide me behind the cross. I can't bear what you bear. So you do the work, God. You have your way. You talk to the hearts and minds of your people. Do what you want to do in this place today. And I pray, God, that we submit to your authority so that our abilities submits to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Touch your neighbor and just say, I love you. I love you. Just touch your neighbor and say, I love you. God is so good. He's so pure. The word of God comes to Abram. He's 75 years old. And he tells him, the word of God comes to him and he tells him, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. You're going to have descendants that are going to come from you. They're going to be like the stars. The number of them is going to be like the stars in the sky. Count them. I'm going to bless you. 75 years old. He says he's going to bless him where he's going to have descendants that are going to come from his body. The problem is with that is Abraham and his wife are 75. She's 65, he's 75. They're past the age of childbearing. That's the problem. Has the Lord ever come to you? Have you ever had a vision or a dream or an idea? Hallelujah. A vision, a dream, and God gave you this thing, and you had no idea how that thing was going to happen. Me? You got to forgive me with this. How is he going to do it? There's no way he can do that. Not to me. Is he talking to me? There's no way. And think about it. What we do is when we go to our abilities and we realize there's no way in the world that can happen with us. We cannot use our abilities. What do? We look for somebody else's ability. Come on, somebody. Somebody else's ability, because there's no way I can make this happen. I'm not strong enough. There's no way. I'm not good enough. My money's not long enough. My pockets aren't long enough. I'm not enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not fit enough. I'm not gangster enough. I just had to throw that in there for the youngsters. We're a growing church. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine God gives you a vision and you instead of submitting to his authority and his process, you go and submit to somebody else's ability? Can you imagine? Can you imagine God gives you a vision for a new home? He gives you a vision. You can't afford no. Listen, the apartment you in, you can barely afford that. And the home that he shows you is $750,000. I'm just making up a number. $750,000. Ain't no way. There's no way in the world. But because I can't go on my own ability, I go find somebody else's ability, and they pay for the house. Now I owe them and the loan. I've submitted to them, and now they own the home and they own me. Can you imagine the Lord shows you a new family? Come on. A new business? You got a new business. God shows you. You have no idea where this idea came from. You have no idea how to ski. You don't know how to ski. Can you ski? I can't ski neither. God shows you a new business. There's no way you have education in it. You're not qualified in it. You have no understanding in it. He gives you this vision. And you can't go on your own ability, even if you tried. Is there anybody that God has given you a vision? And even if you try to do it, you can't do it. It's not in your own power. But you go to somebody, you tell them the idea. Before you know it, they own the business and they own you. Because you did not want to submit to God's authority and his process. Because I didn't want to depend on his process, I felt the pressure. And I depended on somebody else's ability. God shows you a family. I know you're getting older. But God showed you a family. And you saw it and you said, yes, Lord, I can have a family. And I'm getting older. I'm getting older. And what you showed me, there's no way that can happen. There's no way somebody can love me like that. Nobody has the ability to love me because I've never seen it before. But because I feel pressured and I've lost my patience, I lean onto the ability. Can you imagine now I receive something that is a distorted version of what God showed me what a family looks like, and now I have to bear the weight of what that is. Listen, when God gives you a vision, you got to know that he has provision in place. There's a process. We got a good, good God. Come on. He giveth riches and leaveth no sorrow. There should be no pressure when he gives you a gift. If we're in the process and we're subject to his authority, to his process and his authority. Sarai in this story, hallelujah. She's 65 years old when she hears this. Can you imagine the pressure it is when this woman hears her husband say that we're going to have a baby? Can you imagine the pressure it was on this woman? Come on. That she looks into her own ability and she realizes that there's no way. I don't even have the ability even if I wanted to. Could you imagine the pressure it is? Oh, I wish I had some people in here today with me. The pressure it is to feel like I'm holding somebody back because of my disability. Is there anybody in the room disability? It means a limited ability. It's just a limit to it. It means you have something. I'm just not able to do it. I know we've been in this. Oh man, I wish I had some. I know we've been in this relationship for 7 years, but I'm just not able to do it. I'm just not able to do it. I know y'all going on that trip. I want to go, but I'm just not able to do it. I have a disability. Come on, I want to stay right here. I want to stay right here because this is the place to minister. I have a disability and I'm holding somebody back. And the pressure is mounting on me. And I'm on a spot. I got to figure it out. I have a disability. What's your disability? What are you struggling with? that you don't want nobody to know. And you're holding somebody back. You're holding your family back. You're holding that relationship back. You're holding your children back. You're holding those vacations and those trips back. Come on, take a trip. But you don't understand. I have a disability. I can't do it. What about starting a new career? I have a disability. I'm not able to do it. Come on, I want to stay right there. What is your disability? Because her disability is that the Lord, she's claiming that the Lord has shut up her womb, that she's holding her husband back, and he's not able to do what he wants to do. But what do? When we are held back in our abilities, come on, somebody, we give our authority over for somebody's ability. You understand what I'm saying, church? You follow me, church? I give my authority over to somebody's ability. Authority. Authority comes from the Latin word autorite. Oh, God, y'all don't know this one. Hallelujah. I love it when I do that. It comes from the Latin word autorite. It means control. It means power over ability. Over an ability. I have control over the things that I say, the things that I do. I have control. Do you hear what I'm saying, saints? That means that if I have thoughts that try to exalt themselves over the knowledge of God, I have control. That means that if I have a decision to make, I don't have to make a decision based on what he hungers and craves. I can control that. That means that if my money's not right, I can get my money right. I can control that. I have control. I have authority over the things that God has given me. Hallelujah. I have self-control. I know after this week, some of you ladies, y'all want a man that go up on a stage and slap the taste out of somebody's mouth. That's y'all protection. But you should want a man that has some self-control. Hallelujah, because God did not give us a spirit to fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Self-control. Self-control. I didn't get a whole lot of laughs on that slap in the mouth piece, but I heard a lot of women say, I wish my man do that. I pray that you wish your man had some self-control. Yeah. That he's protecting you in the home, that he's loving you, that he's affirming you at home. Hallelujah. If he's taking care of you at home, he doesn't have to, if he's doing it in private, he doesn't have to show off in public. If I show off in public and I get beat up or if I get shot, how am I protecting my wife if I ain't here? I can't protect my wife if I'm in the grave. Protect that woman while you're in private. Affirm her, love her. Be faithful to her. That's how you protect your woman. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me get back. Hallelujah. That's why we got an outline. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Jerry Jones is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Could you imagine him step out of his owner's box and says, you know what? I would, instead of submitting myself to this authority, I want to submit myself to the player's ability. I want to trade my authority for their ability. When the players wouldn't have an ability without his authority, they have to submit. They have to submit their ability to his authority. Oh, God. Could you imagine Jeff Bezos? He's the owner, president of Amazon. Could you imagine him step down from his CEO, from his president, the owner of Amazon? This is the richest man in the world. Could you imagine him step down and say, you know what? I want to trade being an owner. I want to trade my authority for the ability of the people. I want the ability over my authority. They would not have. I know it don't make no sense. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank God it don't make no sense. Hallelujah. Could you imagine? They wouldn't have ability unless he had authority. they have to subject their ability to his authority. Hallelujah. That's what this is what's the tension that's going on in this story. This is what's going on in the story. Hallelujah. We have Sarai who has authority, and she doesn't even know it. She doesn't know what you all know. You all know the inside stuff. Y'all already knew this before I preached. She doesn't know. So the pressure's on her. And because the pressure is on her and she's holding her husband back, come on, somebody. She then goes to her handmaiden, and she goes to her husband and says, I want you to have this ability because I'm holding you back. I want you to be able to have God's promise because I'm not willing, hallelujah, I'm not willing to submit myself to the authority and the process. I'm not willing to do that. I feel the pressure. And so I want to give her to you. Now, I wanted to make a whole lot of jokes about this. I did. And there was a whole lot of jokes to make. But when I did some research, this was common practice in this time and age and in this culture. If you had some money, you could have plural wives. And it was for the sake of building larger generations, building larger families. I wanted to joke about this. I promise you I did. I really wanted to go in today. Like, there's no way. But still, she didn't have to do it. But she does it. She submits herself to the ability. Hallelujah. Is there anybody in the house that has given their authority over to ability? Have you ever settled for ability over your authority? Because the Bible says when Sarah does it, she conceived, she got pregnant. It worked. Ability worked when given the opportunity. And the Bible says that Hagar despised Sarah in her eyes. Come on, somebody. That means that she looked down upon her. That means that the ability, your physical, looked down on the authority. Is there anybody that ever made a poor decision and you traded your authority in for somebody's ability and they made you feel low? Is that just me? You felt empty, you felt shame? Why did I do that? Why did I do that? And they made you feel shame. They made you feel this small. Come on, somebody. But I'm here to tell you today, put that shame away, because the Bible says there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walketh after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Come on, somebody. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are one of a kind. You wipe that shame away because you have authority. You have authority. I love the Bible because when Sarai sees this, she runs immediately to her authority. When she's despised by someone's ability, she runs to her authority. And this can't be, because this is backwards. There's no way, hallelujah, ability should be over authority. And so the Bible says that her authority says, listen, she's in your power. She's in under your authority. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying whatever's in your life that's trying to exalt itself over you and over your authority, you have the power to put it under subjection. I don't know what's going on in your mind. I don't know what's going on in your body. I don't know what's going on in your pockets. I don't know what's going on in your home. But you have authority to have it under control. You have authority. Hallelujah. You can go to that your mindset and say, no, I cast that. Listen, is there anybody in the house that is under attack? Hallelujah. Attack against your mind, attack against your body, attack against your family. I want to prophesy right now in the name of Jesus that the devil is a liar. He can't have your mind. He can't have your body. He can't have your pockets. He can't have your family. You have authority in Christ Jesus. You have authority. The Bible says that she went to Hagar and she dealt with her treacherously. She was harsh. This is how we have to be when our flesh, our ability tries to rise itself up against us. We have to be harsh. We have to resist it. You can't be easy and, come on, let me talk about this. You can't be flirting around with that thing. Oh, let me talk about it. Let me talk about it, Wally. You can't be like, yo, I'm just gonna stay over for an hour. Let's just stay over for an hour. You know, we'll stay over a little longer. Hey, listen, I'm just gonna spend the night. We ain't gonna do nothing. You can't flirt around with this. Hey, I know the young people smiling at me because they can't laugh. The younger people can't laugh. We ain't gonna do nothing. I'm tired. I don't wanna go home. Stop flirting with it. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he'll flee. He'll flee. And this is what happens in the story. She flees. She leaves. And I thank the Lord so much because when you submit yourself to God's process and his authority, he will go and take that ability and make it submit itself to you. Do you hear what I'm saying? So if you're battling with something in your flesh or in your body or in your mind, if you learn to submit yourself to God's authority and his process and his time, he will make, hallelujah, that ability submit itself to you. When I was a young man, I think in third grade, I was diagnosed with a learning disability in speech communication. Go figure. I'll go get back to that in a second. In speech communication, a learning disability. And I can only, it was so embarrassing. I mean, I had a speech impediment. I stuttered all the time. It was ridiculous. My comprehension skills were horrible. And I just had to go through the process. I had to go there. I couldn't borrow. If I could borrow somebody else's paper, I would have cheated. But I couldn't. Because what happened was they put me on the little bus. I couldn't cheat no more. They put me on a little bus, and I went to a school for special kids. Me. The small one. I'm not getting no amens. Some of these folks been rolling some little buses, too. They should have been. Some of y'all folks should have been on a little bus with me. Amen. Lord knows. Especially if you ain't submitting to God's authority and his process. You'd be on a bus with me. And I went through this process. And God was building confidence. I didn't know that then. He was giving me the wax on, wax off. I want to learn karate. But he was showing me different techniques. And when I got to the eighth grade, I tested out in sixth grade. But for whatever reason, in the eighth grade, it clicked. I literally submitted myself to the Lord. I remember giving myself to the Lord. I submitted myself to his authority and his process. And I became a straight-A student throughout the rest of high school and into college. I majored in public relations communications. What are you saying, Pastor? When you submit yourself to God's process, come on, and his authority, he would turn your disability into your strongest ability. Do you hear what I'm saying? I know that you're ready to buy that house, get married, do all those wonderful things, but if you submit yourself to God and his process, you'll get it. He'll turn your disability into your strongest ability. And this is what happens in the story. Are y'all following me? Amen. This happens with Sarai. She finally submits herself to God's authority in his process, and she has a baby. She has a baby. His son was Isaac. They have reference. You can do the genealogy. It happened. I know you're doubting. It happened. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if that can happen for her, and what happened to me can happen for, look what I'm doing. Speech communication. Then it can happen for you. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was tempted by the devil, by the scribes and the Pharisees, the teachers of the land, by his own disciples. Hallelujah. When he was being crucified on the cross, hallelujah, they begged him to use his ability. But God doesn't use his ability to prove his identity. He doesn't use his ability. Can you imagine? The Lord is on the cross, handicapped. He's handicapped. He's immobile. He can't move. Come on, somebody. Here he is on the cross, handicapped.
Jesus is on a cross. Disability. He trades in his disability so that you can have authority. Do you hear what I'm saying? Jesus does not depend on his ability. He depends on authority so that you could have authority. So that you could have authority, I need you to go to your Bible. Go to your Bible. He does this. Why would he do this? Why would he become handicapped? Why would he become disabled? Go to Matthew chapter 28. Verse 18. Go there. I'm already shouting. When you get there, Matthew 28, verse 18. What does Jesus say? He says, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise. Understand. He submitted himself to God's process and authority so that he could have all authority, so that you could have ability and all authority. This is what I want you to do. While you're in your phones, go to your notes. Go to your notes. Thank you, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Some of us right now needs God to unlock some of your abilities. It's going to happen when you submit to his authority and his process. I want you to write down in your notes. You can give me some of that soft, whatever you got prepared. I want you to write this down while we're here. There are some things that you are disabled in. There are some disabilities that you have. And I need you to write down what those disabilities are in your phone. Write them down. I know some people are already looking up at me. They don't have none, but I need you to think deep, because your disability could be you broke. You ain't got no money. what's disabling, what is limiting your abilities? Is it money? Is it marriage? Is it position? What is it? What is restricting you from being what God called you to be? What is it? This is what I came here to tell you today. Once you got that written down, I'm going to give you about 15 seconds. Hallelujah. When you have that written down, this is what I want to tell you. If you submit to God's authority in his process, you have authority over that disability. That disability, your abilities have to submit itself to God's authority. Amen? At this moment, I know some of you guys are still writing, and while you're still on the phone, we're still in worship. We're asking, will you give unto the Lord? God has put in your heart what you have in your heart to give him. And at this moment, don't reach into your pockets. He don't want lint. He wants heart. At this moment, we have envelopes being passed around. And if you want to do electronically, which we would encourage, text to give or go to our website. Our website is IsraelLife.com. That's IsraelIfe.com. And we also do text to give. Our texting to give is give real. I like that. Because that's how we try to keep it. That's the only way we can keep it. Give real to 73256. 73256. You guys are preparing that. I just want to say this. If we submit to God's authority and his process, he will make your disability your strongest ability. Oh, God. While you're getting that together, I'm going to pray. And then we're going to have baskets that will come around and collect your giving. If you're giving online, we appreciate you so much. We thank God for you. Whenever you're close to the area, please come by. We love to see your face. We love to hug your neck. We love to see you. We have a great, great time in the Lord in here. It's just so pure. And we would encourage your presence while we're inhabiting his presence. Will you hold that offering unto the Lord? Father, we thank you for what you've placed on our heart to give. So, Lord, we give it unto you because we love you and because you constantly give unto us good measure, shaken together, running over, that you constantly bless us, God. And, Lord, you deserve even more than this, but this is what's on our heart to give. So we pray that you receive it as a sweet aroma. God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.